This is the Real BS Show. Another Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. Nice sunny day.
Yeah. Low humidity, too.
Yeah. It's like a desert.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you want to do? Let's share some information.
Yeah.
Like the
sharing is caring.
What do we got? The best, the 50 states ranked from worst to best.
Worst to best, yeah.
Yeah, and then something else, the 10 best cities or best states.
Oh,
is it best states?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be interesting. That'd be kind of fun to hear.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit different than we normally do, but this is kind of like,
Haven't heard these, so I have no idea where Pennsylvania is. Yeah. Probably smack dab in the middle somewhere.
Probably. Or probably up in the, well, we might be, you know, we are like the, I think the fourth or fifth largest populated, most populated state, so we might be up there somewhere. It's hard to say.
The more people you have, the worse it gets.
That's true. We have more rural people than anything else. We have, you know, that's something unique about Pennsylvania. You know, we have a lot of trees.
A lot of deer, too.
Yeah, a lot of deer, but, you know, one of the higher rural populations.
We're like in the hardwood capital of the world.
That's true.
It's a lot of hardwood.
We have to appreciate what we have. We have all the fresh water, you can imagine. We have hardwood trees. You know, you go out west, they're bone dry out there, and they have a bunch of soft wood.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they have to burn.
That's their firewood. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's... That's why I'm hidden down in the hills here, trying to stay away.
Yeah, he's in a holler.
Farther away from people, the better I am. Of course, right. I'm getting old, so it don't matter.
No. You know, I think you're talking.
Nobody's going to miss me anyways. No.
Well, I think I would miss you, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah.
The deer would miss you, too.
They don't care.
They're like, where's my food?
Yeah. They say, well, all right. We'll just go over to the neighbor's cornfield and right. chow down. I don't know. It's just... I don't know. The older you get, the more you don't care about nothing.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
I don't know. Kids are off and running, doing their thing, so that's what it's supposed to be, I guess.
Right.
You know, and all the more power to them, I guess.
Right.
I just hope they don't make all the same stupid mistakes I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot.
I can relate to that, yeah.
I guess we all got to make our mistakes.
To a point, yeah.
Hopefully we learn from them.
I learned from my older brothers what not to do.
Yeah.
Seeing what they did, I was like, I'm not doing that.
I don't know. I'm not too smart.
I don't know about that, though. I think you're a smart guy.
And, you know, I don't care anymore.
Right.
I just drive down the highway like a grandpa. You know? Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. You want to get around me? Go for it, buddy.
Right.
You know, I don't care.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, the closer you get to me, the slower I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm okay with people passing me. I don't get upset about it. It's like, go ahead and find the cops for me.
Yeah. I say, get in front of me so you hit the deer first.
Right, exactly. Clear the way for me.
No. I don't know. Hey, I'm trying to make music, but, you know, and that's all I do is play and chop firewood.
Right.
Cut up firewood. But the firewood thing's getting tough on my body, and my back hurts right. all the time.
The leaves not helping anymore?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does, yeah. But you can't live on that stuff.
Oh, no.
You know, something else is going to break.
Right.
So, I don't know. Something's going to break anyway, so it's just a matter of time.
That's true.
I look at all these Hollywood actors and all these famous musicians and... When I was young, well, now they're old. You know, they're older than me.
Right.
Oh boy, what a mess.
Yeah.
Some of them just went nuts with all this fame and fortune
and drugs and alcohol.
Just killed themselves. You know, and just terrible, terrible.
I sometimes watch older movies from like the 50s and 60s, and I'm like, whoa, what wonder what happened to this actor or actress, you know? And then you read up on it, it's like, oh, I wish I didn't know that. You know, it is a tragedy, especially their kids get all messed up and like childhood actors, you know, that they were child actors.
Yeah, Shirley Temple and some of these people. I mean,
she got messed up. Yeah.
It's just awesome how they got all screwed around. Plus, it's just a matter, it's all about money, too.
Right.
I mean, everybody's stealing money from everybody and lying to each other and just the way of the... I think that's a national pastime in this country is lying.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
You know, I look back and I say that, you know, yeah, sure, my childhood was not perfect, but at least it wasn't a child actor. their life, because the, you know, you, there's always someone that had it worse, you know.
Well, you always look at these people and you kind of admire them and wish you was kind of like them and but if you really knew the facts, you know, especially doing these concert work, you know, for all these years, the sound company business, you got to meet these people behind the scenes and just awful. I mean, holy smokes. You know, and it just, just terrible. Not every last one of them. Some of them were pleasant, very few, but most of the time they're just total idiots, jerks,
and that whole
time jerks.
That whole industry is very cutthroat. That's the part that, like, the musicians, you know, and artists, they're all like, the whole industry is cutthroat. If you speak wrong against their views, which is pretty much,
a lot of the problems with the promoters and the managers and stuff, they were jerks, big time jerks, you know. And I don't know.
It's now you have Ticketmaster. They're getting sued for being a monopoly, and they're overcharging. They're like, concert tickets now are like $200 to go see a concert, you know. And it's nosebleed sections. I don't understand how Ticketmaster has had a stranglehold.
It's the idiots that buy the tickets. Yeah. That's the ones that,
there's a band called Pearl Jam that tried fighting against Ticketmaster back in the early 2000s. And sadly, not enough people listen to them, because it's not just the people buying tickets. I agree with you there. But it's also the venues. They're all like, oh, we can just go through Ticketmaster. And it's like, no, we need to have a little bit more competition. And the prices should be fair. Because when I was a kid, when I was a teen, you know, young adult, going to concert was like $20.
I don't think I ever paid to go to a concert in my life. Never. I went to Woodstock and there's nothing.
Right.
Zero.
But it's like, you know, to me, it's like $200 to sit, and it's like, that don't make sense. There's something wrong with this.
Yeah. No, I've seen too many of those performers behind stage, and they're just total idiots. I'm thinking, people are paying to come and see you.
Right. Whew.
Yeah, Judy Collins and Peter, Paul, and Mary, and just, you know, the Smothers Brothers, and some of these people are just total obnoxious idiots.
Right.
Not Mary. Peter and, or no, Paul and Mary were okay, but that Peter was a jerk.
Right.
Big time jerk. And Smothers, I think the one that acted so dumb, he was a nasty one. And he was the boss. He ran the show. That's funny. The other guy that acted like he was so smart, he just took orders, and very mild and meek and everything. But I think his name was Tommy. Tommy Smothers.
Huh.
Sounds right. What a jerk. Ooh. Jeez. And nasty. Ooh.
I've heard that a lot about different actors, that how people perceive them on TV, or they'll see them on like a interview or something like that, and then they actually meet them, and it's like, holy cow, they're really a jerk. But you factor in. Imagine everywhere you go, you're running into people that want your autograph or take a picture with you.
Yeah.
That would be a horrible life to live, because it's a skewed view, because you don't have anybody really saying to you, you know, you're an idiot.
Well, there's no reason for them to be nasty. That's
right.
And a lot of alcoholics, you know,
right.
Tom T. Hall and
right.
Glenn Campbell and, you know, a bunch of other ones that you weren't sure, but you probably figured they were alcoholics. You
right.
know, what was that one nasty guy, that Garth Brooks guy?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man, what an idiot. But, you know, it just goes on and on and on. I guess there's a lot of people like that, just regular everyday people, too, that are just total idiots, too.
Right.
So they don't got a corner on the market. But
it's like, yeah, you don't have anybody, like, if you never had anybody telling you you're doing something wrong, and you just have everyone saying, yes, man, you know, sooner or later it gets to your head, I think, you know. You don't get a, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a big problem there.
But a lot of people worship their.
Exactly. They become idols in a way. And, you know, they worship.
And just a lot of yes men standing around. So, anyways, let's do the 50 states worst. I think it's worst to best. I'm not sure.
It's worst.
I don't
to
even
best.
Know who's the best, and I don't know who the worst is. I would say down south, there's going to be a lot of them, because they're nasty down there. I lived down there for 4 years in Louisiana, Mississippi. The roads were terrible. They're just awful.
It's going to be way different. I mean, down south is just different. you know, it's a different culture almost.
Man,
know?
It's so hot down there.
Hot the, and...
About 9 months out of the year, you can't breathe. I mean, it's just awesome. Awesome. And
all these people want to move down there, too. It's like...
Yeah, until they get down there, and then they live there for a while, and they say, holy smokes. And the tornadoes and the hurricanes and stuff, ooh,
oh, yeah, man. They're intense.
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, those tornadoes were just bone-crunching. I mean, just scary.
Oh, sure.
Terrible scary.
I remember going down to Louisiana after Katrina hit and seeing yachts, huge yachts shoved into houses.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, you know, this is not your little deal. Dinghies I'm talking about. I'm talking about big yachts. And just
Mother Nature ain't nothing to play with. Like, I'll tell you.
How do you get a yacht thrown into, you know, 30 feet into the off the ocean into a house? I don't know, but it did.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just one, it was multiple. That's the other part. I don't know how these yachts had such great aim at houses.
Well, don't think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, because it's not. I mean, if you're used to Pennsylvania, you best stay there.
I hate to say this. People complain about this state or this area, and it's like, man, we are blessed beyond belief. We don't really have bad weather. We don't, you know, it doesn't get that hot. The winters, you get some snow. Yeah, but
it hasn't been that bad lately.
No, but it's not even still when it's bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
And really, we don't have earthquakes. We don't have forest fires. We don't, you know, we don't have bad pollution.
Yeah, right.
You know, just chill.
It's pretty nice. A lot of nice forests and hills. You go down around Titusville and Franklin, Oil City down through there. I mean, it's a beautiful country.
I mean, jeez. I wouldn't want to say
we
probably don't want more people moving here. I'm not against it, you know, people moving here, but I don't
think there's any opportunity around here.
Well, there is. There is growing opportunity. There's actually a reversal going on right now. You know, Pennsylvania for the longest time was losing people, and now we're starting to gain people.
Well, the people go to Florida, and then the high taxes and the high insurance rates and the expensive real estate and just gone nuts. And then they're saying, well, forget this, we're out of here, and they're going back to where they came from.
I'm hearing right now there's people struggling to find people to insure their homes down there.
Florida? Yeah. A lot of companies just left.
Yeah.
They just packed their bags and said, we ain't insuring nobody down here. Right. And this year ought to be an interesting year, whether we get hurricanes or not. I don't think we've had any yet. But
not yet.
But it could be a...
Well, it did switch from a La Nina to an El Nino, and then supposed to switch back to a La Nina again, which we won't get into.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
So it's not going to be exactly definitive if it's going to be a hurricane season that's strong or weak. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, just to have, you know, if they're going to have a bunch, you're going to be 15 of them, or is there going to be 5 of them?
From what I'm hearing, it might be a moderate season. You know, there's people always trying to say that there's, you know, I'm not denying that there's bad hurricanes or anything, but it's not always doomsday. I think sometimes people just need to go outside and touch grass. It's not, you know, let's go relax. Stop reading the news.
Well, they're pretty interesting, I tell you that. Boy, you just got
I went through one.
Be careful.
Yeah, I went through reading. I'll tell you right now, I was just like, wow, this is intense. The wind.
Rita was the one after the big
Katrina,
one.
Katrina. Yeah, it was a Cat 3, I think, if I remember correctly.
I drove through quite a few tornadoes.
Right.
A lot of people got killed. Like in Alabama, there's 29 people that one night. I drove right through it.
Right.
And boy, was it scary.
I bet. I used to be a storm chaser when I was a kid, man. I'll tell you why I loved it.
Well, don't storm chase at nighttime. Holy smokes.
You can run into a tree, power line, you know, anything, water
awful.
On the road.
Yeah.
That's a mess. You have to be careful.
So let's listen to this guy tell us about the 50 states and how they rank.
All right.
10-4.
50 states, and only one state can come out on top. Will it be yours? Find out as we ruthlessly rank all 50 states from worst to best, based on their economy, safety, cost of living, schools, quality of life, and my opinion. 3, 2, 1, let the games begin. Number 50, Louisiana. Not even all the hurricanes can wash away the worst pollution levels in the country. But you know what they can wash away? Any infrastructure Louisiana does manage to build when it's not being robbed by its own government, as it's by far the most corrupt state. So it shouldn't be a shock that it's also the third most dangerous state, since there's virtually no economic opportunity. Number 49. Mississippi. Don't get cocky, Mississippi. The only reason you're not dead last is because you know your worth less is you're the cheapest state. I mean, at least Louisiana has New Orleans, while all you have is 94% of the farm-raised catfish in the U.S. Oh, and also the lowest incomes, highest poverty rate, highest obesity rate, worst healthcare, and lowest life expectancy. Number 48. New Mexico. Despite New Mexico being the most dangerous state and having the worst schooling system and a terrible economy, the median home still costs $260,000, which is a lot more than the other states that suck this bad. But if you've ever driven through Taos or Georgia O'Keeffe country, I'm sure you can see why. Number 47, Arkansas. For being called the land of opportunity, Arkansas sure doesn't have much of it, with the third lowest income, second worst healthcare, fifth highest poverty rate, and fourth highest crime rate. But considering many Arkansans take imitating the calls of waterfowl more seriously than improving the quality of life, I'm not surprised. And yeah, the World Championship Duck Calling Contest takes place in Stuttgart, and the duck callers go hard. Number 46, Alabama. The most exciting thing to do in Alabama is read its 389,000-word constitution, which is more than 85 times the length of the U.S. Constitution. Well, unless you live in Huntsville, which hopefully you do, because living anywhere else in the state means you're probably in poverty, surrounded by crime, and gonna die before you turn 75. Number 45, Kentucky. Sure, Kentucky may have the fourth highest poverty rate and third worst economic outlook of any state, but hey, at least there are two barrels of bourbon for every Kentuckian, and $150 million is wagered on the Kentucky Derby each year. Priorities. Am I right? Number 44, West Virginia. After being decimated for decades by the failing coal industry, things may be looking up for West Virginia. Sure, it still has the fourth worst healthcare, fifth worst schools, third worst economy, the worst infrastructure, and second lowest median household income at just $48,800. But those are huge improvements from where the state was just 5 years ago. Not to mention, it's the second cheapest state, and the scenery is stunning. Number 43, Tennessee. Loved by bachelorettes, nature enthusiasts, and country music fans alike, Tennessee sure is fun to visit. But not everything is sweet like Tennessee whiskey, as the healthcare and education systems are abysmal, the cost of living is skyrocketing, and it has the third highest violent crime rate. In fact, Memphis just passed St. Louis for the title of most dangerous city in America. And while the economy, particularly in Nashville, is growing fast, wages are still nearly 10 grand below the national average. Number 42, Oklahoma. What can I say? Okay is okay, I guess. I mean, the healthcare, schools, crime, and poverty are all bad, but at least the infrastructure and economy are decent, and it's dirt cheap. Although, with most of the state looking like this, it's not exactly prime real estate. Number 41, South Carolina. South Carolina was the second most moved to state in 2020, but it shouldn't let that get to its head because it's still the fifth most dangerous state. And while Charleston's a cool historic city with a thriving economy, it's also gotten pretty expensive, and the rest of the state is really struggling. So those were the 10 worst states, but before we get to the other 40, make sure you leave a like and subscribe. And we're also going to give an honorable mention to Washington, D.C., because if it were a state, it'd be right here on the list. Sure, it'd have by far the highest incomes, but it'd also be by far the most dangerous state and 8 times more politically corrupt than Louisiana. But it's not a state, well, yet. So here's real number 40. Number 40. Missouri. Okay, so Missouri is home to 4 of the 10 most dangerous U.S. cities, including St. Louis, the murder capital of America. But outside of the crime, which is centralized to a few bad areas, Missouri is pretty underrated. The schools, infrastructure, and economy are all above average, and there are so many free attractions. Number 39, Nevada. COVID decimated Nevada's largely tourism-based economy, and tourism still hasn't returned to those pre-pandemic numbers. The unemployment rate is the highest in the nation, and while the economy is growing fast and starting to diversify, all the Californians moving in are also driving up the cost of living. Number 38. Arizona. Good luck enjoying Arizona's 300 sunny days a year or 22 beautiful national parks and monuments, because heatstroke will have you melting faster than an ice cube in boiling water, and allergies and pollution will have you sneezing yourself right back inside of your beige cookie cutter Arizona home. Oh wait, isn't that one your neighbor's house? Oh no, they just look the same. Number 37, Pennsylvania. A Rust Belt state that once played a vital role in building cars now destroys them with some of the worst potholes in infrastructure. But hey, while it's not safe for vehicles, at least Pennsylvania is one of the safest states. Although maybe not for your bank account, since the economy's been struggling for years and meth and opioid addiction is rampant. Number 36, Michigan. Outside of Detroit, Flint, and Lansing, Michigan isn't terrible. There's gorgeous forests and shoreline on four great lakes, the Upper Peninsula is magical, and it's home to some of the cutest small towns in the nation. Plus, it's really affordable. Number 35, Ohio. 60 years ago, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were some of the best states to live in. But I guess that just shows the dark side of the American dream. Ohio has lost hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs over the past 30 years, which has resulted in places like Cleveland and Dayton seeing poverty rates over 30%. But at least real estate's cheap, and Columbus's economy is thriving. Number 34. Alaska. Statistically, Alaska should be in the bottom 10. It has the highest violent crime rate, second worst public schools, gets frigid cold, and the cost of living is through the roof. But the last frontier makes up for it with stunning views, great wages, and the fact that you get paid to live here. Not to mention, more Alaskans claim their state to be the best than any other state's residents, so that's gotta count for something, right? Number 33. Montana. While Alaska may be the most beautiful state, Montana isn't far behind, and its infrastructure is a heck of a lot better. The Big Sky State is still pretty expensive, however, as many rich West Coasters buy second homes here. So even though the economy is the seventh fastest growing, wages aren't even close to keeping up with the cost of living. Number 32, Indiana. If you're a yodeler, Indiana is not the place for you. It's flat, boring, and the pollution is so bad that you wouldn't even be able to get a yodel in before the atmosphere yodeled you into a fit of coughs. Now, if you're not a yodeler, there are worse places to live. But there are also 31 better places to live. Number 31. Illinois. More Illinoisans claim their state to be the worst than any other state's residents, and it shows, as they had the third highest rate of outbound migration in 2020. But across the board, the Prairie State is pretty average, and Chicago is one of the most affordable big cities. Number 30. Texas. Texas is on track to be the largest state by population in 2050. And for good reason. The cities are mostly affordable, have tons of amenities, and their economies are booming. But the rural parts of the state have practically no economic opportunity. Not to mention, the healthcare, safety, education, and air and water quality are all well below average too. Number 29, California. Traffic, homelessness, and the high cost of living are just some of the many reasons people are leaving California. But the perfect weather, incredible economy, and breathtaking scenery are also just some of the many reasons people are staying. Or maybe they're just trying to get famous. In which case, I hate to break it to you, Ashley with an I, but it's probably not gonna happen. Number 28, Delaware. Delaware might be the most forgettable state. Sure, there's nice beaches, but they're cold in the winter and overcrowded in the summer. And the rest of the state is more boring than Elon Musk's subterranean business ambitions. Number 27, South Dakota. You probably wouldn't expect a place in the middle of nowhere to be as economically diverse and self-dependent as South Dakota. But with Sioux Falls' thriving economy, no state income tax, great infrastructure, and excellent affordability, the Mount Rushmore state is the second most fiscally stable. Plus, the Black Hills and Badlands are simply magical. Number 26, Oregon. I lived here for a bit, and trust me, from the coastline to Crater Lake to Mount Hood, Oregon is stunning. And the economy and infrastructure are exceptional. The terrible education, pollution, property crime, and high cost of living do put a damper on things, though. As does the constant drizzle and gray skies if you live near Portland. Speaking of which, no, it is not just an Antifa overrun hellhole. It's got problems, but the media really overplays them. Number 25. Kansas. Kansas is smack dab in the middle of the country, and smack dab in the middle of our list. It's pretty much the most average state. The end. Number 24. North Dakota. I might have spoken too soon about Kansas, because North Dakota is even more uneventful. It's just as flat and boring, and on top of that, it gets really cold. Which, I guess at least keeps the cost of living low, because no one wants to live here. Well, except for oil people, because there's tons of it, and oil pays well. Number 23. Georgia. Does Georgia have exceptional infrastructure, great affordability, and a fast-growing economy? Yeah, but not everything is peach in the peach state, because the healthcare, education, and crime rates could use some serious improvements. But hey, at least the Braves just won the World Series. Number 22. Rhode Island. Rhode Island may be the smallest state by total area, but it's not about the size. It's about the motion of the air quality. Yeah, the air quality is great. And it's also the eighth safest state with the fourth best healthcare and an above average economy. Sure, it's probably the worst state in New England, but considering how great most New England states are, that's really not that bad. Number 21. Wyoming. While Wyoming is over 80 times the size of Rhode Island, Rhode Island has nearly twice as many people. Well, that is if anyone even lives here at all. I mean, does Wyoming really exist? There's no real cities, and it's over 100 miles between many of the closest towns. But if it does exist, it's the most tax-friendly state, and the great schools, low crime, beautiful nature, and affordable cost of living make it a pretty decent place to live. Allegedly. Number 20. New York.
Wait, what? New York sucks! How the heck is it in the top 20?
Well, haters gonna hate, but despite its flaws, there's no place like it. The city is a melting pot of everything, and upstate is affordable and gorgeous. Number 19. New Jersey. New York's less interesting, slightly richer, but mostly suburban neighbor would probably seem a lot cooler if it weren't so close to the big city. Sure, the infrastructure sucks and taxes are high, but New Jersey also has the third highest wages, fourth lowest poverty rate, fourth best healthcare, second best schools, and fifth lowest crime rate. Number 18. Wisconsin. Wisconsin may be cold, but that doesn't stop the residents of America's Dairyland from eating more ice cream than any other state. I mean, dairy and beer is the way of life here. And speaking of beer, it's kind of a problem with 7 of America's 10 drunkest cities being in the state. But that and the fact that it looks like this for half the year are pretty much the only cons about the place. Number 17. Florida.
Brr!
Most Wisconsinites probably wish they were in Florida this time of year. But great weather and beautiful beaches aren't the only reason people are moving here in droves. Florida's affordable, the schools are great, the economy is the 9th fastest growing, and the quality of life is tropically self-explanatory. Number 16. Iowa. Not to sound corny, but if you need a fresh start, Iowa is the place to go. Wages are good, crime is low, and it's so cheap here that it actually ranked 5th on our cheapest states to live in for 2021 video. Number 15, Connecticut. While Iowa is a great place to save money, Connecticut is a great place to make money, with the nation's 6th highest median household income at 79 grand. It's also got the 3rd best public schools, 3rd best healthcare, and 3rd lowest violent crime rate. But there is a huge division of wealth between the affluent suburbs and impoverished cities. Number 14. North Carolina. North Carolina's economy is skyrocketing in cities like Raleigh and Charlotte, but the rural parts are really lagging behind, which holds the whole state back with an overall poverty rate of 13.6%. At least the people, education system, and outdoor activities are outstanding, though. Number 13. Maine. The rocky cliffs lining the coast and dense forests hugging the mountains and lakes easily make the land of lobsters the most beautiful state east of the Mississippi. And Maine's also by far the safest state, which makes sense since it's practically in Canada where everyone is suspiciously nice. Number 12. Maryland. Maryland is home to the highest wages in the nation, with a median household income of $86,750, which has resulted in the fifth lowest poverty rate of just 9.1%. But that doesn't tell the whole story, because while the DC and Baltimore suburbs are thriving, the rest of the state isn't in the best shape. Number 11. Virginia. The other state bordering DC might not have as high incomes as Maryland, but it's also a lot cheaper and safer with the sixth lowest violent crime rate. Not to mention, Virginia's got incredible schools, healthcare, opportunity, history, and nature. I honestly don't know how it's still a virgin, because it goes hard. Number 10. Nebraska. Yes, it's boring, but stats don't lie, and neither does the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. And with a booming economy, excellent affordability, and great schools, Nebraska really is the good life. Number 9. Hawaii. A gallon of milk may cost $5, and home values are by far the most expensive of any state, but can you really put a price on paradise? Well, considering Hawaii is home to the best healthcare system, healthiest residents, fourth highest wages, lowest stress levels, best air and water quality, and highest life expectancy, I'd say that's priceless. Number 8. Idaho. There are many reasons Idaho has been the fastest growing state for 4 years running. Boise is one of the best cities in the country, it's the third safest state, and there are over 50 million acres of gorgeous untouched nature. Number 7. Vermont. Once people move here, they don't leave. I promise that's not as ominous as it sounds. Basically, Vermont has such a high quality of life that no one wants to leave. There's great people, beautiful scenery, incredible infrastructure, no pollution, and it's the fourth safest state with the fifth best schools. Number 6. Colorado. The 14,000-foot mountains aren't the only thing that's high in Colorado, because the cost of living keeps going up. Now, thankfully, so do the incomes, as Colorado also has the second best economy. Number 5. Minnesota. If you don't mind negative 40 in the winter, I don't know why you haven't moved to Minnesota yet. Because besides the weather, everything else here is hot. With the third best economic opportunity, third highest life expectancy, third lowest poverty rate, and wonderful healthcare and infrastructure. Plus, you get to say, oop. Number 4. Washington. Sure, the mist gets so thick that you can hardly see at all, but you probably won't be spending much time outside anyway, since everyone here is a workaholic. I mean, you kind of have to be to afford the rent. The economy continues to be one of the best, with no signs of slowing down, however, and the scenery is jaw-dropping. Now, before we get to the final three, if you want us to update this list every year, let's hit 5,000 likes. Number 3. Massachusetts. Massachusetts is by far the most educated state, and it makes sense since it's also home to the best public schools and many of the highest paying jobs. Not to mention, it's got the lowest property crime rate, second best healthcare, and so much history. Number 2. Utah.
Huh? Utah?
Yep, Utah. Totally heard me right. Not only is there breathtaking nature everywhere, Utah's also in the top 5 in pretty much every statistic that matters, including the number 1 economy and second lowest unemployment and poverty rates. No wonder Utonians are the happiest residents in the country. Number 1. New Hampshire. New Hampshire is nearly perfect in every category, from being the second safest state to having by far the lowest poverty rate and best economic opportunity. Plus, the natural beauty is magical. It sure was a real battle between these 50 states, and while the Granite State may be small, I don't think anyone's surprised they came out on top.
And this is the Real BS Show. It came out on top.
We're back on top, yeah.
What's that? New Hampshire?
Yeah, New Hampshire, yeah.
Wow.
The Granite State, I guess.
There's no income tax there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of expensive everywhere.
Yeah, it's very...
Every other tax is there.
There's a very interesting movement going on there. It's called the Liberty Movement, and they're starting to...
Live free or die. I see their license plates.
Yeah, they're starting to gain some strength there, and I agree with it. It's a good idea.
Know. Still got your crooked politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what about the 10 best... Is that what we got? The 10 best states or cities?
I think, let me check here. That's the 10 best states.
States, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. See if Pennsylvania makes it on that one.
This is 2024 version, so we'll see how it changes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's pretty new then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's do that.
All right.
Okay.
Today we're going to see what are the top 10 best states here in 2024. So how do you decide which is the best state? Everyone has their own opinion, so we decided to rank them using commonly searched subjects when people are looking to move. Things like crime rate, healthcare, housing costs, schools, and a bunch of other things. In total, we did 30 of the most searched stats and ranked each state by how many times they showed up in the top 10 best side of things. Here's an example. A state might be the fifth safest state, the fourth best economy, the third best traffic, and the eighth best healthcare. They would get 4 points for those. I'll explain a few of the lists they were on for each state. If I went over every single one they were in, this would get quite tedious. Is this perfect science? No. Is it interesting? Yes. Here are the 30 most searched stats. Got it? Get it? Good. Let's take a look. Number 10, Nebraska. Nebraska is famous for huge open spaces, amazing views, and kind people. It isn't a southern state, but it has that southern hospitality thing down perfectly. I've always enjoyed reading stories about how the states got their start. Back in the early 2000s, I saw this documentary at a small film festival. This guy had gathered all kinds of letters and journals from families that had made the push west back in like the early 1800s. A lot of those families got to places like Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa, and found out it was perfect for farming, and they just stopped there. These were people that were on a 6 to 8 month trip heading to Oregon. These people were like 2 weeks into their trip and went, good enough. Nebraska isn't just farming, though. A lot of people just think it's open wheat fields and that's it. They don't have the biggest cities, but they have amazing small towns and plenty of things to do for nature lovers. Sure, you're not going to be hiking the Rockies here, but there's plenty of things to do. There's a creek, river, pond, lake in close proximity to wherever you are in Nebraska. I was in the Army with a guy from Arcadia, Nebraska. I always remember that because there's an Arcadia, California, near where I grew up. This guy used to just tell us great stories about hanging out on a river by his house. He always made it sound just so wonderful. But there's a lot of other positives about living in Nebraska. One of the biggest ones is they have a very low violent crime rate. The cost of living is 9% less than the U.S. average, which makes it a perfect place for someone looking to save a buck. It's also home to like 7 or 8 Fortune 500 companies, and they always have a pretty low unemployment rate. It's usually a couple points lower than the national average, like always. All right, here's where they rank and how they got on the list. They have the 7th lowest domestic violence rate, the 7th lowest poverty rate, 8th lowest cost of living, and the 9th lowest violent crime rate in the nation. Nebraska showed up on 13 of the top 10 best lists. Number 9, South Dakota. South Dakota is a great place for people who want to save money. It's cheaper to live there because the cost of housing and the sales tax are lower than what most people in the country pay. In case you struggle with math like myself, that means you have more money for Jell-O pudding cups. The state also has some really good colleges, and that's how a lot of people end up living in South Dakota that aren't originally from there. You have the University of South Dakota, South Dakota State University, Dakota Wesleyan University, and a whole bunch of small community colleges. Another big plus is it's safer here than it is in a lot of other places in the United States. One of the biggest draws to South Dakota, though, has got to be the outdoors. South Dakota has amazing views and lots of activities, hiking, camping, all that good stuff. There's so much more to South Dakota than Mount Rushmore, and I don't think a lot of people understand that. Anyone that's not from around South Dakota or never visited, all they think is Mount Rushmore, Sturgis, and Deadwood. This is the third year in a row that I've noticed that South Dakota has made it into the top 10 best states in the U.S. I was looking back at some of my older videos and some of the research that I had done, and they usually ended up around 14 or 15, let's say before 2019. But they're doing really good these days. South Dakota shows up as the lowest when it comes to domestic violence. There's hardly any, compared to other states, I should say. They have the 7th lowest property tax and the 4th lowest housing costs in the nation. South Dakota showed up in 13 of our 30 top 10 lists. Number 8, Massachusetts. Massachusetts is not surprising to many people who want to live in Massachusetts. Normally, you've done some research and you know the state's got a lot of good things going for it. This state ranks really well in education and healthcare, according to different reports. It's home to some very famous schools like Harvard, MIT, and Boston College, which are part of an excellent education system. Plus, almost everyone in Massachusetts has health insurance, with about 96.3% of the population being covered. It's also a safe place to live because they have a lower crime rate than many other states. They do have some crime in some of the bigger cities. Obviously, cities have crime. That's just what happens. But compared to most states, they're not doing bad. In terms of jobs, it's a great place to look for a job. I mean, it's expensive, so you gotta have a job. But in January of 2024, unemployment decreased by 0.5% from the previous year, and they added 18,300 new jobs in January of this year alone. One other great thing about Massachusetts is they have some of the strongest laws that protect workers. Here's some of the better lists they were on. They're second with the lowest gun violence. First, when it comes to graduation rate, with 96.1% of their high school students getting out with a diploma. And they are second when it comes to income per capita. Massachusetts showed up on 14 of the top 10 best lists. Number 7, Virginia. You know, Virginia is one of those states we rarely talk about on this channel. They always seem to be middle of the road, I guess. In recent years, you know, it's like the state's made some moves to kind of move up the best state food chain. But Virginia is a pretty cool state, and it draws a bunch of different type of people. They have a lot of great cities, a lot of amazing suburbs, and some really nice rural towns. You can go hiking along the Blue Ridge Mountains or just hang out at the beach along the Atlantic Ocean. On top of all that good stuff, Virginia was one of the original 13 colonies set up by the British in the United... Well, set up by the British in America. I almost said United States, but it wasn't the United States then. It was just America. Anyway, Virginia is packed with history. Places like Colonial Williamsburg and Jamestown are super interesting spots to go visit. Virginia's got a great economy, especially up in the Northern Virginia area. It's turning into a pretty good tech center. And of course, everyone that lives up that way works for the government just about. Virginia's really interesting because it shows up normally around number 5, 6, or 7 in a lot of different lists. Here's some of the better ones they do have. They're the 5th lowest when it comes to domestic violence. They have the 4th best air quality, and they are ranked 3rd when it comes to reoffenders or recidivism, whatever that word is. People that go back to jail after they got out. Only 23.3% of convicts go back to jail in Virginia. Now, I should mention that's people that committed secondary crimes, like a crime after they got out. A good amount of people do go back because let's say they didn't meet the requirements of their parole, but that's every state. But as far as people going out, you know, I don't know, robbing a bank and then robbing a bank again, rarely happens in Virginia. Virginia showed up on 16 of the top 10 lists. Number 6, Washington State. What is going on with Washington? Over the last few years, they've been number like 1, 2, or 3 on lists like this. How did they get to number 6? Washington is known as the Evergreen State. It's a pretty cool place to hang out. I love Washington. Mountains, forests, the Pacific Coast, epic national parks like Mount Rainier. Even though homeless have taken over Seattle, the rest of the state is pretty good. The state's economy is doing great with companies like Amazon and Microsoft being based there. Another cool thing, Washington doesn't have a state income tax. That's my personal favorite, honestly. I love that. My sister lives over in Washington. They just love the fact there's no state income tax, and if they need anything, they just come across the border into Oregon, and they buy it there where there's no state sales tax. If anyone's ever thinking about moving to the Pacific Northwest, and you want to save some money, my suggestion is move to one of the nicer neighborhoods in Vancouver, Washington. No state income tax, and then right across the river, you have no sales tax. It's the best of both worlds. So a lot of people just work in Portland, and they'll live in Vancouver. And the real estate tends to be a little bit cheaper over in the Vancouver area. When you look at the list that Washington shows up on, they have the 6th best air quality, 5th per capita when it comes to income, and they are the 5th least obese state. They have a whole bunch of things that are middle of the road or almost in top 10 lists, like their education, their overall tax burden. No state income tax plays a big part of that one. It's a great state. They actually showed up on 16 of the top 10 best lists. Number five, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is definitely one of my favorite states. I love to visit this state, especially the Madison area. Always a good time. This state knows how to have a good time. Matter of fact, they're like one of two states in the nation that doesn't have a drunken disorderly or drunken public law. That's perfectly fine for those people. Wisconsin offers a pretty cool mix of beautiful views, classic Midwestern vibe, and a pretty solid standard of living. It's home to the Wisconsin Dells, which I've been to a few times and I like it there. This town, for some reason, went ham and cheese on water parks. They're like all in when it comes to water parks. It's like water parks and go-karts. Mount Olympus Water Park, Atlantis Hotel, Wisconsin Dells has a water park, Wild West Water Park, Lake Wilderness Water Park, Klondike Cavern, Great Wolf Lodge. And it's like every hotel here has a big pool with some water slides there too. I mean, there's enough of them, so I'm sure they're making money. But you know, how was that in the beginning? A business venture. I've got an idea. How about we build a water park in the middle of a state that's frozen like 4 months out of the year? Even better, we'll build these water parks in a town that already has a river flowing through it and a bunch of lakes and ponds everywhere. It's like the mayor of this town was addicted to Aquaman or something. Wisconsin is an extremely safe state, especially if you take Milwaukee out of the equation. They're the safest state. There's no serious crime in Wisconsin outside of Milwaukee. Now, I'm sure in the comment section, someone's going to leave some comment because they're always trying to get street cred for their town whenever I say a place is safe. And it always starts off with, Briggs, you have no idea how bad it is out here in Waldo, Wisconsin. The crime is bad here. Someone stole all the ketchup from the local diner the other day. Like every single bottle. We had to eat french fries with mustard. It was horrible. The other cool thing about Wisconsin is it's slightly cheaper than the national average. So it's pretty close to average, but usually it falls a little under the national average, which is good because it's a very nice place to live. Normally, if it's below the national average or about the national average, nobody wants to live there. Hello, Indiana. Wisconsin ranks 7th in the nation with their graduation rate at 93.33% of their high school students get a diploma. 3rd when it comes to fewest natural disasters. They are 6th when it comes to their school grades, meaning overall college down to K. And they are 8th in opportunity. Wisconsin showed up on 16 of the top 10 best lists. Number 4, Idaho. Idaho is one of those states that has become incredibly popular over the last few years. You know, it's really strange, though, since I've been doing these lists, I did notice there was a little bit of a dip in 18 and 19. Then in 20, they came roaring back during the pandemic, and it's continuing. They become very popular again, like in the top two or three most moved to states. They, I think, got down to 7 at one point in 2019. Why not? Idaho's a great place to live. Right now, about 3.3% of the people in Idaho don't have jobs, which is outstanding. In February of 2024, it was just about 4%. So a little over 0.5% is a big deal when you're talking about unemployment rates. Put it this way, if you are in a state that has an unemployment rate that's, let's say, 2 points or 1 point below the national average, other governors will be researching what you're doing. Idaho's become very popular with retirees because it is affordable and it is nice. Yeah, they get a little cold during the winter, but it's a nice place to live. They have low crime rate, low cost of living. It's beautiful. They don't tax your social security checks. Property taxes are pretty low. And they have some of the lowest violent crime rates in the nation. I was in Idaho, 3 weeks ago? I love Idaho. Idaho shows up on a lot of different top 10 lists. They're 4th lowest when it comes to domestic violence. They're 8th in overall crime, lowest, and the 2nd best economy growth. Their obesity rate is low, coming in 7th there. And overall, Idaho showed up on 18 of the top 10 best lists. Number 3, Vermont. Yes, Vermont is on the list, so I promise you, New Hampshire will be on this list too. No matter what is going on, no matter what we're talking about, if it's a top 10 list and Vermont's on there, so is New Hampshire. I'm still under a strong impression they just need to erase that border between the two of them and make them one big state again. And I say that every time because people leave comments telling me how dumb that thought is. So I'm just trying to get some comments here. Vermont is a really beautiful place. It's filled with mountains, forests, and lots of open countryside type spaces. It's awesome for outdoor activities like camping. Fishing's pretty big there. The American Lung Association says Vermont has the cleanest air in the whole country. Yes, their air quality is number one. Now, this one's an opinion. I think Vermont has the best small towns in the United States, like those cute little rural towns. What's your favorite state for small towns? Let me know in the comment section below. People always ask me what are my favorite states, and it's Oregon, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Vermont, maybe New Hampshire. To be honest, if I was single and didn't have a bunch of family here in Oregon, I would probably be living in Vermont right now. But like I said, Vermont comes in number one when it comes to air quality. They come in third when it comes to graduation rate, 94.55%, and sixth when it comes to water quality. They're also one of the safest states we have. They come in third in the nation. Great place to live. Vermont showed up on 19 of the 30 top 10 best lists. Number two, Utah. Everybody loves Utah. It's one of the most moved to states right now. They have a great economy, low unemployment rate, and the people love a good polygamy joke. It's like their favorite. They enjoy all of them. So if you ever meet someone from Utah, give them one of those jokes. They think it's hysterical every single time. Totally kidding. They hate them. Polygamy jokes in Utah are like overdone, like suitcase and missing luggage jokes were over in the early 80s. That was the thing. Like all the early comics that I got into, like late 70s, early 80s, they always had missing luggage jokes. It was like the thing. And then everyone did them. And everyone got bored with them, sort of like polygamy jokes. Utah is a great state, though. They have low crime, even though Salt Lake City has had a little bump in crime over the last few years. Overall, the state has pretty low crime. They have great schools, a great healthcare system. Economy is strong and growing. Tons of things to do. But if you look at some of the lists they're on, they have the sixth lowest domestic violence rate, third lowest unemployment rate. It normally stays around 2.1% over the last year, and it's usually close to about a half a point less than the national average. And their poverty rate, they come in second, 7.3%. Theirs was about that, let's say 4 years ago, but the poverty rate has been dropping for a lot of people. And I remember at one point, I want to say around 2019-2020, I think it was 2021 actually, their poverty rate was almost half what the national average was at the time. Utah showed up on 20 of the top 10 best lists. All right, before we get to number one, don't forget we have another channel called On This Day. There is a link for that down below. We'd love it if you went over there and subscribe to it. Whatever we make on that channel, I add to Donors Choose, which is a charity thing for classrooms. So it just helps out other people. The more subscribers we can get, the more videos you guys watch. There is a link down below. All right, on to number one. And number one, New Hampshire. Yep, live free or die state, New Hampshire. Love that saying. I don't know if many people these days would actually live free or die. They might like not live free and be a little depressed. I don't think many people are going to go as far as dying anymore. Maybe New Hampshire, they're a little bit of a different breed of cat. New Hampshire is often called the live free or die state, and it's a pretty awesome place to be in the U.S. Just like Vermont, it's got a lot going for it. There's a lot of reasons to live here. For starters, it's super safe. If you look at all the crime rate stats across the United States, the top three lowest crime are always going to be Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Always been that way. Since I've been making these lists, I've never seen one of those fall out of like the top five. There's a lot of good things going on in New Hampshire. Here's some of them. They are seventh when it comes to gun violence with 8.9 for every 100,000. They're fifth when it comes to graduation rate, first when it comes to literacy rate, and second when it comes to unemployment rate. Right now, only 2% of New Hampshire doesn't have a job. And if you look at the people that are really looking for jobs, that's less than 1%. There's a lot of people on disability and things like that. New Hampshire showed up in 22 of the 30 top 10 best lists.
Dang, this is the real BS show.
Yeah.
I'm moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, they have a very good liberty movement there. They're lower taxing. They respect guns.
I was up there for a while with, who was it? Oh, Bill Beaman.
Yeah. That was the reason he was there, yeah.
He was crazy man.
Yeah. Have you talked to that guy at all?
A long time.
What he's up to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he'll be up to an interview. What do you think?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Maybe.
It's hard to say. I don't know where he is, really, because he lost his house to the IRS.
Yeah, so they screwed him over, yeah.
Well, his brother bought the house, and then they gave it back to him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Well, let's just say goodbye, and we'll figure out something for next week.
Yeah.
and see what happens.
This is a short one, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of short, but it's okay. People get sick of us anyway. Yeah. So. All right. See you all next week.
See ya.